Welcome to the Words of Life program. We are thankful that you are listening today. In his sermon, Brother David Johnson will use as a topic the phrase found in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, overflowing with thankfulness. We all have much to be thankful for as we honor God today. Words of Life is presented each week on this radio station. We are sponsored by Churches of Christ and other dedicated believers who want you to know Jesus. We pray for your blessings as you listen today. Please pray with me. Lord, as human beings, we get to enjoy many special times in our lives. We thank you for this, and we thank you for letting us talk to you, the Holy Father, through Jesus. And we always know that this is special. Please use the words of this program so that all that is said will bless and challenge our listeners. Please also be with those who are working to uphold your name, including the works of faith and local congregations. We know from study of your word that Jesus is going to call us home to be with him at your appointed time. Please help us to be ready for this event, and thank you for listening to us today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son.
The poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us.
Give thanks.
We now present Overflowing with Thankfulness by our Words of Life speaker, Brother David Johnson.
It's a privilege to be together again and share the Word of God. The title for the lesson is Overflowing with Thankfulness. And our primary text is Colossians in the New Testament, chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. Please listen to the Word of God. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Certainly true words from the Word of God. According to the internet, there are today 195 nations in this world. Yet only 4 additional nations, namely Canada, Liberia, Germany, and Japan, celebrate a special holiday of Thanksgiving similar to the United States. The beginning Thanksgiving days in New England were harvest festivals, or days for thanking God for plentiful crops. For this reason, Thanksgiving Day still takes place late in the fall, after the crops have been gathered. The mention of Thanksgiving, for many of us, brings up memories of tables crowded with good things to eat and family reunions. The sense of turkey baking, dressing cooking, and pumpkin pie cooling especially waft through our memories, at least if we're traditionalists. The very first Thanksgiving observance in America was actually not in Plymouth, Massachusetts, but instead at Berkeley Plantation on the James River near what is today Charles City, Virginia. The date was December 4th, 1619, as 38 English settlers held an entirely religious observance that did not involve food feasting. The group's charter required that the day of arrival be observed annually as a day of thanksgiving to God for their preservation. In 1789, President George Washington issued a general proclamation naming November 26th a day of national thanksgiving. Then it was President Abraham Lincoln who proclaimed the last Thursday in November, 1863, as, quote, a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father, end quote. But this coming Thursday, November 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2018, is not the last Thursday in November. Well, in 1939, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt set the Thanksgiving holiday 1 week earlier. The president wanted to help business by lengthening the shopping period before Christmas. Therefore, Congress ruled after 1941 that the fourth Thursday of November would be observed as Thanksgiving Day and would be a legal federal holiday in the United States of America. But don't share any of this presidential Thanksgiving Day history with anybody, because our current president, who is very business-orientated, might hear about it and change Thanksgiving Day again to the third Thursday of November for an extra longer shopping period that we will all have to endure before Christmas. So, mum's the word. But the rest of our lesson, we should practice ourselves and, yes, share it all with others. Someone has discovered that there are 138 passages of Scripture that deal with the subject of Thanksgiving. Our short but personally meaningful passage, Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7, is one of these that includes the important godly trait of thankfulness. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6, which says in part, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him. We should understand that the Lordship of Jesus Christ in our hearts, minds, and wills means that we consistently, steadfastly strive to emulate Him in His character and His teachings. To live for Christ as our Lord involves our personal obedient commitment to Him. It means our submission to Him. It includes our growing, maturing to be more like Him. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10 elaborates, that says in part, that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. All of this is possible because once we have genuinely received Christ Jesus as our Lord and have been born again from above, we are also given the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit of God to empower us to be more Christ-like in His character. A sculptor can create something beautiful out of solid stone. We need to similarly let God chip away everything in our lives that doesn't look like Christ, to create the beauty of Christ in us. The story is told of an overweight woman who went to an exercise and diet clinic. The first thing the instructor did was draw a silhouette on a mirror in the shape she wished to become. As she stood before the mirror, she bulged out beyond the silhouette. The instructor said, "Our goal is for you to fit into this shape, this silhouette." For many weeks, the woman dieted and exercised. Each week, she would stand in front of the mirror, but her size, while decreasing, still overflowed the silhouette, the shape on the mirror. But she was committed and continued to exercise harder and diet more rigidly. Finally, one day, she stood in front of the mirror and was conformed to the image of the silhouette. Similarly, it takes a lot of hard discipline. Even the exercise of conquering the tests and trials that God may send our way to conform us inwardly to the image of Christ. But as Christians, shouldn't that be our noble goal? To mirror Christ's character in us and reflect it to others? Certainly, this should be our goal. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7. Rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Many Christians do not make sufficient effort to be more Christ-like and give up all too easily. However, if Jesus Christ is indeed Lord, then we obey and strive to pattern our lives after Him, morally, ethically, and doctrinally. The Apostle Paul used the illustration of being rooted in Christ, the point being just as a tree draws nourishment from the soil through its roots, so we as Christians can draw spiritual stamina to stand tall for Christ in a godly manner. We are fortified in our faith as we mature spiritually over time and continue applying biblical truth to our lives, lived out in and for Christ. Not just head knowledge of the Scriptures, but allowing the Scriptures to penetrate our hearts and our wills, that we strive indeed to be Christ-like, to walk in His steps. A major part of the fruit, the evidence of our having received Christ Jesus as Lord, of continuing to live in Him, of being rooted and built up in Him, and strengthened in the faith, is the overwhelming inner sense of overflowing with thankfulness. Thankfulness to God for His bountiful grace to us. Our hearts should be full of gratitude for being in the family of God, for being adopted into His family by the blood of Jesus through faith in Him and His work on the cross on our behalf. Far beyond our temporary thanksgiving for good things to eat or for possessions should be our ongoing thankfulness for Jesus Christ Himself, in whom we have eternal life, one day in glorified bodies, one day reunited with Christian loved ones, one day to be in the company of God's holy angels, one day to see God. Colossians chapter 1 and verses 12 through 14 states, "Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." How certainly should we be giving thanks for all of these wonderful gifts that God qualified for us. We did not qualify in ourselves, but it is qualification that God has given to us by His grace through faith in His Son, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. For all of this, and far more beyond our finite imaginations, we should be overflowing with thankfulness. Consider 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. That simply says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Thankfulness in all circumstances? Even those harmful, hurtful to us, or those we love? How is that possible? Someone has explained this dilemma this way. Paul was not teaching that we should thank God for everything that happens to us, but in everything. When hard circumstances strike, and they will, we can be thankful for God's presence and for the good that God can reveal in and through hardship, difficulties, trials, testings that we all eventually go through. We remember the wonderful truth of Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him and who have been called according to His purpose. And as 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18 reveals, being, quote, in Christ Jesus, end quote, means this promise from God is for Christians maturing as God helps us to better discern the good revealed to us even in difficult circumstances, to whom we should have thankfulness. Consider this illustration of the principle to give thanks in all circumstances. A Christian was robbed, but later reflected on this hard experience, and he thought to himself, "Let me be thankful, first, because I was never robbed before. Second, because although he took my wallet, he did not take my life. Third, let me be thankful that although he took my all, it was not much. Fourthly, thankful because it was I who was robbed and not I who robbed." That's growing to give thanks in all circumstances, to even overflowing with thanksgiving. A mature, discerning Christian. May this be the desire of our hearts and minds to the glory of God.
We know that you have reason to be thankful for the sermon that we have just heard. If you are already a Christian, we thank God for this great decision. If you are not yet a Christian, we pray that you will give full consideration to this need today, while you still can. If we can help you in your decision for Jesus, please write to us at the addresses that will be given. You can also use the same address to request a CD of this and last week's program. Ask for broadcast number 1846. That's 1846. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. That's Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana, 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wolradio@att.net. That's wolradio@att.net. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs, thanking you for listening. Please plan now to tune in again next week at this same time and station for another program from Words of Life.